The 27-year-old jazz pianist Jason Moran has just released Modernistic. After three critically acclaimed albums made with bands, it's his first CD consisting entirely of solo piano music. Moran told us about the challenge of recording without a drummer or a bass player, all alone in the studio.
First time I sat down, I hated it. My first two takes, I didn't like. When I'm in a band situation and have been recording, it comes a lot quicker because you have other energy in the room. My girlfriend came in and that really helped me out a lot because I was kind of stressed. I was like, I don't know, you know, and the music was sounding good. But after she came, then she left, and it really flowed a lot easier.
My name is Ron Wynn. I am a staff writer with the Nashville City Paper. Solo piano records are considered particularly revealing documents in terms of an individual's technique, their ideas, their musical development over time. All of those things you hope are at a point where the audience can hear that you do have something to say and that you have evolved and that you're not just banging away on the keys.
Modernistic is my first attempt at a solo recording, which is kind of the homework of every pianist. I thought it was time to test myself. I look at most of my recordings as kind of a test. You can go in one direction and say, well, it locks you in and you always know where you're gonna go. And the other direction is that you can be as loose as you wanna be, you know, because you can anticipate yourself. The left hand is my band, you know, they're my bass and they're my drums. You know, that kind of stuff. And my right hand is my, you know, color.
Jason Moran is one of the top young, both jazz composers and players. I think it's going to be recognized as a landmark record eventually, but I think initially there's going to be some questioning and some controversy, because first of all, you've got 11 songs, none of which is as long as 6 minutes. So I think one criticism is going to be that some of these tunes sound more like fragments, but I enjoyed it because I hear him working things out.
The very last piece is called Gentle Shifts South. My mother's family was from North Texas, Fort Worth. My father's family was from North Louisiana. But then at a certain point, they both decided to move to Houston. And it's really a simple melody. And I'm thinking about, while I'm actually performing this, the people in my family, you know, and why they decided to move south. My father's side of the family, they moved there strictly for work. So it's like a lot of contemplation, like, wow, you know, now I have to pack up everything and move down here and hopefully find a job, you know, because I heard there were jobs down there. So it's kind of like my tribute to my family, and I'm glad that they came together and that, you know, with my parents. One of the best things about recording alone is that you get to hear everything that you possibly played. You're not missing a note that the drummer played a crash on, you know what I mean? You're hearing every breath, you're hearing the pedal come up off the strings, you're hearing your touch, you may even hear your fingers on the keys, maybe even hear your thoughts. Yeah.
Jason Moran has just released his new CD, Modernistic. Ron Wynn writes for the Nashville City Paper and Jazz Times magazine. Studio 360's Steve Nelson produced our story.